Officials from the Alaska Peninsula community of King Cove are pleased with today's Senate passage of a huge lands bill that includes language authorizing the Interior Secretary to determine whether a land exchange in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge is a good idea. The legislation also requires an environmental impact statement that would examine how an emergency road from King Cove to Cold Bay may impact the refuge. King Cove Mayor Ernest Weiss says currently King Cove residents can only access the airport at Cold Bay by using a hovercraft.
They have been taking medevacs, but as far as if the winds are over 35 miles an hour or if it's below 25 degrees, they will not take it in a normal situation. And so, yeah, it's not that reliable. And plus, it's costing the Aleutians East Borough, who owns it, an awful lot of money to subsidize it.
King Cove residents have lobbied for the road for two decades, saying it's needed for reliable access to the airport. But environmental organizations have fought the idea, saying the road would cut through the heart of the Eisenbeck and could negatively impact waterfowl migration patterns. The swap would exchange 61,000 acres of state and King Cove Corporation land for 260 acres of the Eisenbeck Refuge for a single-lane road. Stan Center with Audubon Alaska says merely swapping land in unrelated areas isn't a fair exchange. Center also says amending the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, ignores already established language that deals with questions of transportation across lands set aside by the Lands Act.
This legislation bypasses that process without even ever having tried the process. So it's a bad precedent all the way around, and I think in the long run it will prove to be a mistake.
An actual road from King Cove to Cold Bay still has a long way to go before it may become reality. The legislation still has to pass the House and be approved by the President, and even if that happens, the law only authorizes the Interior Secretary to decide if the exchange is in the public's interest and sets the lengthy EIS process in motion. If those steps pass muster, funding would be needed by the state and King Cove community to build a road. It's not clear when the House may take up the legislation. Robert Dillon is the Communications Director for the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Dillon works with Senator Murkowski, who has pushed for the King Cove project. He says the lands bill also contains other components for Alaska, including language granting competitive status for some National Park Service employees.
This goes to people who've been doing the job for maybe years, but maybe not, you know, have the master's degree or the college education that would qualify them to meet the standards of the requirements of the service. But they're actually doing the job anyway, so it helps get more local people hired.
The public lands legislation also includes a proposed amendment to the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Act to allow the federal coordinator the authority to establish fees for processing work and use the money collected to help speed the pipeline process along without asking Congress for funds.